There are really two basic places in present-day theory where the continuum comes into physical theory. The first and most obvious basic place is in the structure of space and of time. That's just one, because I'm counting space and time together. So there's this continuum of space-time, the normal picture that one has, that between any two points you can find another, and you can go on subdividing it infinitum, and no matter how small the space sort of essentially looks the same as it did before. Which, when you think of it, is really an absurd idea physically, because you go on cutting you take a ruler 12 inches long, and you go and cut that in half, and you keep on doing it, and you get down to the atoms and the fundamental particles, and you think of them slicing them up. And you have no reason to believe that the space on that sort of level is really like the space that we're familiar with, if there is such a thing as a space at all at that level. And so I think that one really should question this use of continuum basically in physical theory at this point. There's one other place where the continuum comes into physical theory in a really essential way, and that is in quantum mechanics, where one has the complex continuum, where you have square roots of minus one in addition. And it always seemed to me that if you're going to get rid of the continuum in one place, you had to get rid of it also in the other place.